The political turmoil of 1968 Paris is the backdrop for the latest movie from Oscar-winning director Bernardo Bertolucci. The Dreamers opens in American theaters today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says The Dreamers is more about Bertolucci than it is about Paris, or 1968, or anything else.
The older Bernardo Bertolucci gets, the more he seems to be in love with youth. The problem is, you have to share his love to be enthusiastic about his films. If you don't beam with joy when the characters in The Dreamers act immature and brash, you're going to be in for a very long evening. And that's in spite of the fact that the Italian director shows enough of his trio of protagonists to get The Dreamers a rare NC-17 rating. While it's encouraging to see a major studio release an adult film and label it as such without cutting it or being disingenuous about its content, you can't help wishing this movie was better. How you feel about The Dreamers depends on more than your tolerance for young people. It also counts on your willingness to indulge Bertolucci. He's a director who's been so routinely deified that no one's noticed that what he cares about has become kind of boring.
I was noticing that the more you look at it, everything, this table, the objects on it, the refrigerator, this room, the world, there's some sort of cosmic harmony of shapes and sizes.
Bertolucci does know beauty, however. From the point of view of technique, he's a great cinematic sensualist, someone whose images, swirling camera movement, and use of color always please the eye. What he's given us here is an older man's memory fantasy of being young and in Paris in 1968, a year when youth seemed ready to rule the world. The characters in this film, however, mostly ignore the revolution going on outside and maroon themselves in an apartment. The trio plays increasingly bizarre psychosexual mind games as Paris prepares to explode on the streets below them.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I've been memorizing this room. In the future, in my memory, I shall live a great deal in this room.
Queen Christina, where Greta Garbo bids farewell to the room in which she spent the night with John Gilbert.
Bravo!
Bertolucci's concerns seem small by comparison. They have the tedium of impenetrable insularity. There's no way into them for anyone but him. Once you get past admiring their bodies, the characters are so feckless and callow, they present precious little that's capable of holding or even initially engaging our interest. The Dreamers does have its pleasures, starting with a soundtrack that ranges from Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin to Edith Piaf and Charles Trenet. But the feeling is inescapable that the person most pleased is Bertolucci himself. He is the dreamer of the title, as eager to retreat into this hermetic world of his own creation as his characters are into theirs. Fair enough, but why does he insist on dragging us along with him? For now, at least, the revolution will not be cinematized.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.